Nice to see you here. Yeah. Christians, first thing to say, I guess, is Psalm 23, I guess we associate with funerals. But for me, this is a psalm that has been precious, especially in the last few months, and I've repeated it to myself just about daily. Do I know it? Do I know the writer of the psalm? Do I know who it's about? I'm learning. Christians have found comfort, hope and strength in this simple but profound song written by a shepherd about our shepherd. The psalm begins and ends with the words, "The Lord." And our lives begin and end with the Lord. Our lives, our strength, our hope, our salvation begins and ends with the Lord. The Lord is the Creator, a strong fortress and tower, Redeemer, Judge of all men, and through him all things have their being. The one we worship is from everlasting to everlasting, and we look always to him. There's an old story from the olden days which is told of a man walking on his way to church, simple man, a farmer, I guess. And an educated man was walking alongside him, going in the same direction. "Tell me, my man," he said, "how this God of yours, how big is he?" After a pause, the other man said, "He's so big that the universe cannot contain him, but he's small enough to live in my heart." The Lord is my shepherd. He provides. He provides for me. He is my shepherd. This is a personal psalm. It's for you and for me at all times. He speaks to us. He knows us closer than a friend. The psalmist writes, "You know when I sit and when I arise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You are familiar with all my ways." He is my shepherd. He provides. In those days, the shepherds would lead and the sheep would follow. He does not drive us. He is humble. He knows what it is to care for his sheep in stormy weather and fear, to wait through the night with one who is sick or failing, and to look for the one who is lost, to stand in the way of harm, that his sheep would be protected, for he loves them. Jesus said, "I am the shepherd of the sheep, the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. They know my voice. I shall not want. He provides for our needs. When the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not be in want for anything that we truly need in this life or after." Does this mean that we will have everything we might desire or wish for? No. Most of us have lived long enough to know that that's not so. The world around us pushes us to achieve, to strive, to plan, to have. A man in his later years once said to his friend wistfully, "I spent years climbing a ladder propped against the wall, only to realise it was leaning against the wrong wall." The Lord provides for us, and the next three verses explain how and where he leads us. He doesn't drive us, he pilots us. "He makes me lie down in green pastures." Nourishment, food, shelter, rest, and safety. He leads us to a place of peace and rest where we can safely feed. We can feed on God's word every day. And it's been said, "Feed your faith and your doubts will shrivel away." The photo in this picture here, sheep knee-high and crop, as a special one because about this earlier this year, the farmer who owns those sheep had a really bad time. He lost lots of his lambs that were just about ready for sale to a poisoning event. And he sent me this photo a few weeks ago, just sent it to me, because he was heartbroken losing his sheep. And here they are, the survivors and some others. What a wonderful sight. God's provision, the wonderful crops and grass that God allowed to grow, and there is sheep enjoying it. This picture, he makes me lie down in green pastures. They lie down after they've eaten, sheep do, to rest. It's a picture of a time for rest. The Lord Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. God leads us to where we can quench our spiritual thirst for Jesus, who said, "I am the water of life." Food and drink reminds us of what we've just been celebrating with Tony, the ceremony each Sunday when we're reminded of the one who said to us, "I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." He restores my soul. To be restored is to be renewed in strength. It can also mean other things. David had fallen, sinned, but confessed it and prayed, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." I wonder if you have ever felt like this, the need to be restored to the joy of the Lord once again. Peter wrote to the suffering Christians, "After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Many of us seem to be yearning for rest, peace, and restoration for our souls. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Again, he leads, he doesn't drive. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We all have choices to make in life, and many times we come to crossroads. Some take the right paths, some do not. When we look to the Lord, he guides us by his word and his spirit. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." This verse is well known to us, through the valley of the shadow of death. It occurs in the middle of this psalm. It's not at the end of it. This is for a particular reason. At the end of our lives, he protects us, and through hard times. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me." The first words, "I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." It is a walk, not a chase, a fearful chase. It's a gentle walk. We shall not be lost in the valley on the way to the next world, but we will come out of it onto the mountain on the other side. And it's the shadow of death. Death is a shadow to those who believe and trust in Jesus. It's not a reality forever. All of us must pass through this valley, and it holds a measure of fear for us. No one can say how they will feel when their time comes to this point exactly, but we know and hold fast to the truths which we know. For since death came through a man, so in Christ will all be made alive. And as the words of Job, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand upon the earth." "And I myself will see him with my own eyes. You are with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me." We do not travel this unknown journey alone. He has promised that he will never leave us or forsake us. "Your rod and staff, they comfort me." Strange words. How do rod and staff comfort us? But we read comfort in the sense of sympathy. a shoulder to cry on. But here the meaning, the rod and the staff are to protect the lambs from the wolves and the bears and other creatures, even bad people. They're not for the lambs. They are to rescue them from times. But here the meaning is the sure knowledge that he who has protected us from evil and the evil one with his rod and staff will continue to do so until the last, and that underneath are the everlasting arms. Some verses that bring much comfort and strength and hope to us are the words of Romans chapter 8. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He provides for us, he leads us, he pilots us, and he prepares for us. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. The Lord prepares a table for us, and a table is prepared for you and for me when we cross to the other side. It's a table, it's a feast, not a bread and butter sandwich. It's not last minute thrown together. It's carefully planned and prepared in abundance. Anointing the head with oil was an ancient custom for honoured guests, for royalty, for commissioning, for spiritual service and for healing. It's a symbol used for the Holy Spirit and of God's grace. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. The optimist says, my cup is half full. The pessimist says, my cup is half empty. The sheep of Jesus say, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God's mercy is new every morning, as the prophet Jeremiah wrote, like the manna that was provided every morning for the people of Israel for 40 years in the desert. His mercy is new every morning. We have known the goodness and mercy of our Lord all the seasons of life, pardoning mercy, sustaining mercy, protecting mercy, supplying mercy, and it shall follow me all the days of my life to the end. The paths that the Lord leads on may sometimes seem hard, and they may be hard to understand. So often we're not even aware of how the Lord has cared for and protected us, and we will not have answers for many of life's questions until we stand on the other side of this life. What will it be like when we stand there, when we come through that valley and we stand there in the presence of God? Many of us have wondered about this. Books have been written on it, and a speculation. Matthew Henry wrote words that he wanted read at his funeral. This is what he wrote. Would you like to know where I am? I'm at home in my Father's house in the mansion prepared for me there. I'm where I want to be, no longer on the stormy sea, but in God's safe, quiet harbour. My sowing time is done, and I'm reaping my joy and harvest. Would you like to know how it is with me? I'm made perfect in holiness. Grace is swallowed up in glory. Would you like to know how I'm doing? I see God, no, not as through a glass darkly, but face to face. I'm engaged in the sweet enjoyment of my precious Redeemer. I'm singing alleluias to him who sits upon the throne and constantly praising him. Would you like to know what blessed company I keep? It's better than the best on earth. Here are the holy angels and the spirits of just men made perfect. I'm with old acquaintances with whom I worked and prayed and who came here before me. Lastly, would you like to know how long this will continue? It's enormous. After millions and millions of ages, it will be as fresh as now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He provides, he pilots, he protects for me and for you.